WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, your daily dose of wisdom, strength, and just a whole lot of real talk. Today we're diving into something that hits us all at some point, obstacles. Life throws curveballs, right? It's like playing dodgeball with the universe, except you can never quite see which way it's coming next. But guess what? That's where Stoicism comes in, and let me tell you, these ancient Greeks had a few tricks up their sleeves for dealing with life's inevitable roadblocks. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism? Sounds like some serious brooding, right? Nope. It's actually about finding that inner strength and clarity to face whatever comes your way with grace and resilience. Think of it as a superpower, a mental armor that helps you navigate the chaos without letting it completely derail you. So, what are some key takeaways from Stoicism when it comes to tackling obstacles? First off, accept what's outside your control. Ever feel like you're constantly battling against things you can't change? Traffic, deadlines, that annoying coworker who eats all the good snacks in the break room. Yeah, we've all been there. But Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what we can control. Our reactions, our thoughts, and our actions. It's like choosing your battle wisely, you know? Second, reframe challenges as opportunities for growth. Think about it. Those obstacles that feel like they're holding you back are actually chances to learn, adapt, and become stronger. It's like leveling up in a video game. Every hurdle you overcome makes you a more resilient, resourceful version of yourself. Third, practice mindfulness and gratitude. This might sound a bit hippy-dippy, but trust me on this one. When you're constantly bombarded with stress and negativity, it's easy to lose sight of the good stuff. Stoicism encourages us to be present in the moment. Appreciate the little things, and cultivate a sense of gratitude for what we have. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. Fourth, cultivate virtue. This isn't about being some perfect angel. It's about striving to be your best self through qualities like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Think of it as upgrading your character stats. When you live with integrity and purpose, you're better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. And finally, remember that setbacks are temporary. Life is a roller coaster, and there will be ups and downs. Stoicism reminds us that even the darkest moments eventually pass. It's like that scene in every superhero movie where they seem defeated, but then they rally, gather their strength, and come back stronger than ever. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're prepping for a big presentation at work. You've been pouring your heart and soul into it for weeks. Then, bam! The day before the big show, your laptop crashes, taking all your meticulously crafted slides with it. Talk about a curveball. You could let that setback completely derail you. Panic, stress out, spiral into a vortex of despair. Or, you could channel your inner stoic. Take a deep breath, acknowledge that the situation is frustrating, but ultimately outside of your control. Then, focus on what you can control, making backup slides, reaching out to colleagues for support, and delivering the presentation with confidence and authenticity. Even though things didn't go according to plan, you faced the obstacle head-on, learned from the experience, and came out stronger. That's the power of Stoicism. Remember, folks, life is a journey, not a destination. And just like any good adventure, there are bound to be obstacles along the way. But with a Stoic mindset, you can navigate those challenges with grace, resilience, and even a little bit of humor. So, go out there and conquer your day. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, share it with your friends, leave us a review, or join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together. Until tomorrow, keep striving for that inner strength and wisdom. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.